Welcome to our Team Roundtable podcast, where we explore the hot topic of the week here at CRE Resources. And just a reminder for those tuning in for the first time, CRE Resources is a unique recruitment agency with a single focus of providing CRE staffing for clinical studies across North America. So let's get started. Angela, what is the hot topic for this week?
Well, we just recently dropped a podcast that addressed how job seekers can set goals related to their job search. We addressed clarifying the types of companies and the roles that are best suited for their credentials, and then we outlined ways to set daily goals related to an effective search. So today, what we wanted to do is flesh out one particular area that is key when conducting a job search, and that is networking and relationship building. And note that today's topic isn't generic when it comes to just general networking relationship building, because those are important and you should do that whether you're looking for a job or not. Today's topic specifically related to how to optimize your job search using these methods. So hopefully a lot of people will get a lot out of that.
I'm really excited to talk about this. Lots of practical things will be talked about today, so stay tuned. First, team, what is networking? Why should we do it? How do we do it? Let's jump in.
Yeah, so I know for myself, when I first started my job journey, I had no idea what networking was. I knew that you had your mom and dad, and if they had a friend who had a friend, then you could, maybe you'd be lucky then, and that was all I knew. We used like Indeed, Snag a Job, ZipRecruiter, and that was like the most of what me and the people around my age that I knew did. So I'm not really sure if that was a generational thing, because I'm 27, but networking for us, we were just like, do we have to? Is it important? Like, you know, what's the deal? I found my dad's LinkedIn profile after I made one before I got this job, because I was like, all right, I'm going to get serious about this. I'm going to make a full LinkedIn profile and we'll see if this works. And I found I was adding friends and family. I was trying not to get discouraged if they didn't like connect back with me, you know, or take it personal. But I found my dad's LinkedIn profile and I was confused because my dad was at the same company in the same role or moving up for 25 years, like before LinkedIn was even on the internet. So I was confused. I'm like, so why do you have a LinkedIn profile when you've been here for like almost 30 years and you plan on retiring here? Like, what was the point of that? And he let me know that, you know, even though he wasn't, you know, actively searching for a job and, you know, he felt like his job was stable, he used LinkedIn for a lot of other things, mostly connecting with people that, you know, was in the business. He was in sales, so they connected with people all over the world. They were international. The most important thing was he told me that he used LinkedIn to keep up to date on all of the markets, making sure everything, you know, competitiveness since he was in sales. And I was like, oh, okay, so networking and just knowing all of this stuff is actually kind of beneficial. So after I learned a little bit more about that, I started, you know, networking myself and stuff. And I think it's working.
Well, I love that too. The fact that you, number one, reached out to your father and you reached out to his experience and wisdom, et cetera. A lot of kids in your generation don't do that. They think they have it all figured out. They're going to be millionaires by the time that they're 25, 30. So I think that's great as well, because especially when you're going through a job search, you do have to make the decision about what you want to do. What do you enjoy? And especially the people who have some skills and experience, decide really what kind of position that you're looking for. And then once you know that, you can delve into networking. LinkedIn is a great professional community. It's not Facebook. You talked about taking it personally. But you shouldn't. This is, it's professional. It's not Facebook. It's not TikTok. It's not any Instagram. This is a professional community of your peers. So you can go in and search for, if you really like study startup. You're a CRA, but you really like the study startup portion. You can go to LinkedIn. You can search study startup. Then click on people, and it'll pull up a whole list of your peers that you can then connect with. And then once you send those connections, make sure you take the time to send a thank you. Just don't be a blind connection to someone. And when they respond, make sure you reply. Close the loop.
So. Yeah, and you don't have to just connect to people. Don't forget to join LinkedIn groups in addition to connecting with individuals. You can join based on your field, also based on your specialty. You can search groups, oncology CRAs, you know, anything that is your specialty. This will help you stay in front of opportunities and to find other people to connect to as well. Sometimes you can see different job openings. If you join our LinkedIn group, you can see job opportunities as well, get you more information in the field and your specialty. There are all kinds of benefits to joining groups. Make sure that you request to join regularly. There is a max number of invitations that can be pending at a time. So go through, cycle back around. If one has been sitting out there and hasn't been approved for a while, remove the request. And then request others, and then just cycle through that way until you've maxed out. There is a max number of groups that they will let you have. So just keep working and cycling until you max out those groups. And then you can see all that content on your feed, and you can find others to connect with and network that way as well.
I think that's really key. You can join up to 100 primary groups, and then if they have subgroups, you can join those as well. And for those of you that are just starting out with a LinkedIn profile and you have a small number of connections, groups really will make a huge difference because you will start seeing information in your feed that will start coming to you. And let's say that you're a device specialist, then there's a lot of device specific groups. You join those groups and then you start seeing those feeds, you'll start seeing individuals that are hyper on LinkedIn. We call them micro or macro influencers, and they want to connect with you. They want to. And so then you can send them a connection request, and to Carrie's point, once they accept it, then you want to have a correspondence. But be careful, because I get these requests all the time, and I'll accept them, and then I get a hello. How are you doing today? No one cares how I'm doing today. What do you want from me? It's a professional. This is a professional networking. We didn't go to high school together. This isn't about that. This is about us both doing something similar or in alignment within an industry that we care about. And let's talk about it. And so making sure that you kind of keep that in alignment as well.
I would also add, as far as like the strategic part of joining specific groups and making sure you're selecting the people in the groups that you want to be a part of. But also, don't forget to have your profile with details and experience and sell yourself, because you can have a very vague, not fleshed out profile and join these groups or ask to connect with someone specifically. And when they do and they see your profile, they're like, what is this? I mean, I don't know.
Or maybe they won't if it's not fleshed out. Be careful.
Exactly.
I don't.
Exactly. So be strategic when you're going out there and networking and joining groups and connecting with people and selecting who you want to be in that circle for a specific role or job. Make sure you do also have your LinkedIn profile with details and your experience and all that good stuff.
I think this is probably a good time to interject. Not everyone's going to go about it with all of their personal information up there. So I know Angela sometimes gets bombarded with people who request to connect and they don't have a last name or there's no picture or whatnot. And for those of you who have been victims of domestic violence or have a stalking situation or something like that, just want to interject that we're not telling you to put all of your personal things out on the internet. Maybe your focus is more representing your company and the face of your company rather than your face as an individual. So just keep that in mind for those who are in that situation. We're not exactly talking to you on that point.
Agreed. And I will tell you, if someone sends me a LinkedIn invitation and they've got their first name, last initial, even if they don't have a picture, But they've got a banner, and their education and experience is fleshed out, and they've got an about section that speaks to what their who, what, and whys. I will accept that. I'm not going to call out everything, but if you send me an invitation that doesn't include your full name, there's no picture, there's no banner, and you're basically devoid of all experience, I will not accept that invitation request. I don't even know if you're a real person. There's so much artificial intelligence and fraudulence out there. Why would I waste my time with that? Especially if you got an open to work banner on there. I'm like, that's exactly why you have an open to work banner. You've got your quote unquote resume out there, and it's a blank sheet of paper, but you're asking for help to get a job, and you've not provided any information for someone to help you. People want to help you, but you've got to give us something to be able to start with.
I think one thing that's encouraging is that you already know more people than you think. So mm-hmm. in addition to reaching out to new people, definitely think about who in your family, your friends, your coworkers that, you know, you already know and are already kind of networking with, maybe colleagues even from previous jobs. Look through your LinkedIn, who you've already connected with, and your other social media, and you can definitely make a list of people you already know that are in your network.
I 1,000% agree with Jenny. In my last job search, I was told the phrase, your network is your net worth. And I was like, well, my net worth is zero then, because I know nobody. But then I sat down and I literally wrote down every single person I knew. Like everybody, family, cousins, friends, coworkers, colleagues, the person, the barista that I had a really friendly relationship with because I saw her every Wednesday. Like everybody made the list. And then I went through and then I started looking at like who were the roses amongst it. Everyone's a rose, but who were like the really beautiful roses? Like, and then suddenly I was seeing people like CEOs of health networks. I was seeing CFOs and directors in government levels. I was seeing, you know, international bank brokers. Like it was incredible. And then even, you know, beyond that, I saw people who were like me and were in similar roles like me and looking for similar roles and maybe knew of something in their team or knew of support that needed to happen over here. You know way more people than you think you do. Like I cannot express that enough. Like you know so much more. And then by like having those little, you know, having those relationships and those little connections, maybe they didn't have a job, but maybe when something came along, I had already planted the seed. I was ready to go. Like I was ready to also blossom into a rose at that point.
And don't overlook your alumni groups, you know, yes. where you went to school, previous companies. Let's say that you want to be a study startup specialist and you do a search for study startup specialists and someone went to the same college that you did. And now you can send that tailored request saying, oh, my gosh, you're in the same role that I want to be in. We both went to the same school. I would love for us to connect. It really can't be that simple. And then once you start having that, there's your pink suit, right? There's something specific about that individual that you have in common, makes it really easy for you to connect with them and start a dialogue once they accept it.
That's right. And also, I'd like to point out that aside from connecting to a lot of people, networking would also allows you to get relevant information about the industry that you chose. By joining groups or forums, you would be able to gather current trends or current markets. Like for example, about salary, especially to those seasoned employees that has been in the industry for 20, 30 years now. I'm sure it's different back then when you were starting, but nowadays you don't know what's the current salary range for your specific profession, like a CRA maybe. And that can be a factor why you're not getting a job, because maybe you're asking too much of a salary, where in fact the range is nowadays is really much lower.
And your network right? can yield that information, can it? Mm-hmm.
Exactly. And also another thing is that you can use these groups and forums to search for a company that you're looking at. Let's say a lot of people will talk. It can be positive reviews or negative reviews. They will talk, and you would have an idea about that company that you're targeting. It's just up to you if you can live with that and still push through with that company.
And I just wanted to mention, if you're like me and you feel a little bit nervous or uncomfortable reaching out to people and asking for help, remember that most people enjoy helping others. It makes them feel good. They've been in your position before. Everybody's been in a job search before and can kind of empathize with that. And usually people kind of enjoy being looked at as an expert. So if you're asking for them mm-hmm. for advice, they love to help with that. So So those kind of things help remind me, okay, I'm not bothering them when I'm reaching out to them. People like to help.
I agree. Well, and we kind of joked about this before we started recording, but you can either ask people to help you find a job or you can ask someone to help you make your mortgage payment whenever you don't have a job. I mean, everybody needs a helping hand, don't they? And the thing, the key with networking and relationship building is that it's reciprocal. So once you get your job or someone has offered you for help, make sure that you're providing that same support to other individuals within your network too, because things do happen. I mean, Savannah, even your dad, he probably had in the back of his head, what happens if I find myself without a job tomorrow? I have a really robust network now, and I know they respect me. And, you know, I'm constantly getting testimonies or recommendations or referrals. You can leverage that if you need to, even if you weren't planning on having to do a job search, because I think that's key too. Mm-hmm. Now, from a practicality perspective, here's one more thing that I would recommend that you guys do. I was coaching a VP, and he was looking for some other VP roles in clinical ops, and he found a position with a specific large sponsor that he thought was perfect for him. And he's like, I've applied. Well, it goes into the typical black hole, right? I mean, everybody's got these applicant processes to where you have to go and put all your information into the system, and then you hope someone comes back to you. I said, well, it doesn't have to be that way. There are individuals that are going to also be VPs at that company that would be your future colleagues. Reach out to them. Tell them that you saw there was a posting and here's the title and that you just applied and that you would love to communicate with them about what the culture of the teams are and, you know, what it would like to work there, et cetera, what type of projects that are the current hot projects for the company, et cetera. It's a numbers game. Everyone is not going to accept that tailored invite. But the ones that will are going to be the ones that care enough to be able to help with that communication. And they can go to HR and say, hey, this guy just applied. He's a really good dude, and I think he'd be a great fit. And it helps now, because now it's not just in some system that maybe your keywords didn't match. No one will ever see your resume. Now they go look for your resume because you've applied.
You've just gotten yourself a leg up when you know someone who knows someone and can help get your actual application forward. That's a big deal. That's a big leg up. Okay. Thank you so much, team, for this discussion. Thanks to everybody out there listening. If you want to explore more of our content, you can visit creresources.com/blog to check out our latest articles and additional podcasts. You can also sign up to get this content delivered to your inbox, and feel free to reach out at creresources.com for more information about our firm. We can't wait to work with you.